This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing Daf HaShavua. Tonight we learn Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph. We begin three lines from the bottom on Chavav Amud Beis. We have two opinions so far regarding the halacha of Neder Shehutra Miktsasai Hutra Kulai. We have the opinion of Rabbah. Rabbah is of the opinion that if you asser something, and it turns out you didn't mean to asser somebody in the group that you assered, and therefore, upon reflection, you realize you did not say the neder correctly. If you would have said the neder in the exact same way, you just would have excluded those people who you didn't want to exclude, then we do not say, everybody agrees, we do not say neder shehutra miktsasai hutra kulai. In Rabbah, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that neder shehutra miktsasai hutra kulai would only apply if you would have completely revamped the neder. Instead of saying you're all aser, you would have said you're aser, you're aser, you're aser, but not so-and-so. Then Rabbi Akiva would say neder shehutra miktsasai hutra kulai, and the Rabbanan would say no. The opinion of Rava is if he would revamp the neder, everybody would agree neder shehutra miktsasai hutra kulai. When is there a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan? That's if you would have kept the neder the same, you just would have excluded those who you didn't mean to aser. So basically, according to Rabbah, we never say it, only in Rabbi Akiva when you would revamp it, and in Rava we always say it, except in the Rabbanan when you would not revamp it. Okay. So the Gemara asks, Esvei Ravina L'Rava. Ravina asked on Rava, from a brayso of Nasan Oimer. Rav Nasan says, "Yesh neder shemiktsasei motem miktsasei aser." There's a neder that part of it is permitted and part of it is aser. Ketzad neder min hakakala. Let's say you made a neder from a basket. Now, what's in the basket? What else do you put in a basket? Figs. V'hayu bay benoy shuach. Now, in the basket, there were a certain kind of fig, which is called Benois Shuach. Now, what kind of figs are they? It's a different species of fig. The Ran doesn't quite say what kind of fig it is, but it seems like this kind of fig is better than regular figs. The guy says, "Oy vai, I didn't realize there are Benois Shuach figs in the basket. If I would have known there are Benois Shuach figs in the basket, I never would have made the neder." V'amar, and the guy says, "Ilo ha'yisu yadeh shemnois shuach b'soicha, if I would have known that there are Benois Shuach figs in the basket, lo yisu noida, I would never made the neder."
Didn't we say Benois Shuach figs are bad?
What?
Aren't Benois Shuach
figs bad? Even though throughout Shas, Benois Shuach are not as good, it seems like from this Gemara, they're better. Is that a stira? It seems to be a stira. The Rush says, te'enim toivim him, good kind of figs. And that's implicit in the Gemara. Otherwise, why would the guy say, "Oh, if I would have known they're Bnei Shuach, I never would have asked them if they're the bad kinds of figs." So this Gemara is mashma, they're the good kind of figs. Even though maybe in Baba Basra, Bnei Shuach are not the best kind of figs. Okay, that's discussed in the Rishonim. However, so the halacha is that the basket is aser and the Bnei Shuach is mutter. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came, Fali made an itua neder shota miktsasei hutra kulai. A neder that's partially mutter, it is completely mutter. Now, when he says, "I never would have asked Bnei Shuach," how would he have made the neder? How would he have done it? My love, is it not the Amar where he says, "Ilo yisi yadeh shemnois shuach b'soicha," if I would have known that there are bnois shuach here, which are white figs, "Ha yisi oimer," I would have said, "Ha yisi te'enim shchoyres levanois asurois," the black ones and the white ones are asur, bnois shuach mutaris, and bnois shuach are mutar. Meaning, he is completely revamping the neder. He's not saying everything but Benoi Shuach. He's saying black ones are aser, white ones are aser, Benoi Shuach are mutter. It's like he's revamping zu, vizu, vizu, and Rabbi Akiva. And it's only Rabbi Akiva who says Hutter Miktsase Hutter Kulai, and the Rabbanan argue, Upligi Rabban, the Rabbanan argue, which is exactly what Rabba says. Rabba says that when you would revamp the neder, we say that's the machloikas, the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. But according to Rava, everybody agrees that if you would revamp the neder, Hutter Miktsase Hutter Kulai. Says Gemara, no, Rava says back, that's not the case. The case is not that he would revamp the neder, but Oimer Ilo Yisi Yodea Shebnei Shuach B'Soicha, where he says, if I would have known that the Bnei Shuach are here, Hayisi Oimer, I would have said, Kal HaKalkala Asura, the whole basket is Asur, Bnei Shuach Mutarais, and Bnei Shuach Harmata, meaning where you would have maintained the same language of the neder. And that's why the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Akiva and say, we do not say Neder Shehutar Miktsase Hutar Kula. But if you would have revamped the Neder, for those who are hearing this concept for the first time, revamp means instead of saying everything is Asr, but you start delineating, this type is Asr, this type is Asr, this type is Asr, which is a different way of phrasing the Neder than you started with. You originally said everything. So if now that you know that the Bnei Shuach are among it, you would have specifically mentioned those items which you're asering. That's completely revamping the neder. That situation, Rava holds, everybody agrees, neder, shehutar miktsasai, hutar kulai. The Gemara continues. Let's see the Ran. On Chavav Amad Beis, Yesh Neder Shemiktsasei Mutter Miktsasei Aser, Nirali, Debe Miktsasei Mutter Beloy She'ela Kamar. When we say that a Neder that's partially Mutter, the rest is Mutter, that's if you don't have to be Mater, that part. That's if it's Mutter without She'ela. Kivan She'yesh Toas Be'ikra Neder. If there's a mistake fundamentally in the Neder, Shezol Eskavin LeBenoy Shuach Lo'olam, he never intended to Aser Benoy Shuach. Now, the other two Rans are going on the next daf, so we don't have to read them. We go further in the Gemara. Man Tana L'Hadot Tana Rabban. Who's the Tana who taught that which the rabbis taught in a brisa? Nadar mechamish mei adam kechet. Let's say somebody made a neder that I'm not going to get hana from five people at one time. I'm not going to get hana from Lewis, Michael, Yehuda, P.W., and Alan. Yeah, I'm not going to get Harav Pinchas, Raslatsky, and Rav Alan. Yeah. So I say I'm not getting hana from any of you. I'm not getting hana from any of you. So the halacha is hutar l'echa mehem hutru kulam. If I became hutar to one of them, they're all permitted. For example, if one of you guys was my brother, then you'd all be mutar. The thing is, you're all my brother. But let's say we only one of you guys was my brother, then you're all mutar. It's neder shutar miktsase hutar kulai. Chutz me'echa mehem. If, let's say, Except for one, who mutter v'hein asurin? That guy is mutter, and the rest are asur. So in the Reisha, we say hutter miktsasei hutter kulai. In the Seifa, we don't say hutter miktsasei hutter kulai. Now, why in the world would that be? Why in the Reisha would we say hutter miktsasei hutter kulai, and not in the Seifa? What would the chiluk be? The only chiluk could possibly be that in the Reisha, the guy, when he finds out one of them is his father, he would have revamped the neder. He would have said, instead of kulchem, you and you and you and you. And that's why hutar miktsasei hutar kulai. In the Seifa, the guy says, I wouldn't have revamped the neder, I just would have said, except for my brother, or except for my father. So that means, the Reisha is where you would have been Mishana, and the Seifa would be Maimid. So, how are we going to explain this brisa? Again, the Reisha says hutar miktsasei hutar kulai. The Seifa says hutar miktsasei lo hutar kulai. Says the Gemara, I la Rabba. If it's going according to Rabba, so then the Reisha that says hutar miktsasei hutar kulai would have to go according to Rabbi Akiva. And because we know Rabbi Akiva holds that if you would have revamped the neder in Rabbah, to mitzasai hoter kulai, reisha Rabbi Akiva, v'seifa divrei akoil, and the seifa, where we don't say hoter mitzasai hoter kulai, is where your maimed dvarav would go according to everyone. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if your maimed dvarav, we don't say hoter mitzasai hoter kulai. Ila Rava, if it's going according to Rava, so if the seifa your maimed dvarav, now even if your maimed dvarav in Rava, Rabbi Kiva holds hoter mitzasai hoter kulai. So the seifa would have to be going like the Rabbanon. The Reisha Divrei HaKol, and the Reisha where your Mishana Dvarav could even be Rabbi Akiva. Bottom line is, according to Rabbah, the Tana, the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And that's why Hutta Mitzasa Hutta Kulai in the Reisha, because you would have been Mishana Dvarav. And in the Seifa, even though you would have been Mishana Dvarav, Loi Hutta Kulai happens to be the Seifa the Rabbanan would agree to. But the Tana is Rabbi Akiva. And in the world of Rava, the Tana is the Rabbanan. That's why we say Loi Hoter Kulai in the Seifa by Maimed. But if you would be Mishana Devarav, then like the Reisha says, Hoter Mitzasai Hoter Kulai. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it can't be Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva would always say Hoter Mitzasai Hoter Kulai. This concludes the Sugya of Neder Shehoter Mitzasai Hoter Kulai. There's a long Ran here that the Ran says halach lemaisa. The Ran is found 5 lines from the bottom on Chavav Amud Beis, which is not a Ran recommended by Daf HaShavua. So we're not allowed to learn it. No, we're allowed to learn it. We're not going to be reading it inside right now. But just basically, the way the Ran paskins is legabe halach we paskin like Rabbi Akiva that neder shotem mitzasai hoter kulai. Now, but like who? Like Rabba or like Rava? So the Ran says, Rabba was Rava's Rebbe. So that's sad to say halacha is like Rabba. On the other hand, Rava is a Basra. So therefore we have to be Machmer. We have to be Machmer that we only say Hoter Mitzasai Hoter Kulai if you would have changed the terminology of the Neder. We have to be Machmer like Rabbah, because it's a Suffolk D'Oraisa. That's the Ran's basic conclusion. We begin now a new Sugya of Nidrei Oinsin. Nidrei Oinsin, which is, in a way, a massive Sugya on Shas. The thing is, you know it already, because we learned it in Ksubis. The thing is, there's some added lumdus over here, but the basic lumdus you're familiar with. There's an idea that if you do something under duress, you're not responsible for it. We know that if a woman, normally, if a woman commits adultery, it's a capital offense, but if she's raped, she's not punished. Ulanara lo sasadavar. Why not? But she committed immorality, she committed adultery. The answer is if she was forced into it. When someone is forced to do something, we don't attribute his action to him. It's like it just happened by itself. Or there's another idea that, let's say, I make a neder, and I say, if such and such, if I don't do such and such, then I ask her something, and I didn't do it. But the reason I didn't do it is because of an extenuating circumstance. The neder is not chal. Because you didn't mean that, because you didn't mean if it doesn't happen due to extenuating circumstance. You meant if it doesn't happen under normal circumstances. So says the Mishnah, Nidrei Oinsin, Nadarim that were forced. Nadarim under duress. What does that mean? We learned earlier that Nadarim, Nidrei Oinsin, the Chachamim Matar. Hidiru Chaber Sheyoy Chalatz. Let's say I said, I make a neder, if you don't come to my house for the Shabbos afternoon lunch, then I'm not giving you hana. I don't have any friends, and I feel bad that nobody wants to come to my house Shabbos afternoon. So I make a neder, if you don't come to my house Shabbos afternoon, then I'm not going to give you any of this candy from Yaakov Davidov's L'chaim. I'm just not going to do it. And there's good candy in here. There's Jello raspberry candy, which I know you're chalishing to have. So I asser this candy bag to you unless you come to my house for Shabbos lunch. The chalahu and the guy who I invited became sick. Or even if he didn't become sick, his son became sick. And the guy who was supposed to come to my house had to attend to his son. Or the river swelled, the river stopped. He thought he'd be able to jump over the river, but the river got very, very expanded. Hare elu nidrei oinsen. This is considered a neder that you are, you're forced to violate. It was beyond your control to fulfill this neder. And therefore, even though I said if you don't come to my house for lunch, you're usher and such, and you didn't come, the halacha is. You're still allowed to eat this candy bag, okay? You're still allowed to eat the candy bag. So, Zak the Ran on the Mishnah, Nidrei Yonsen, Haridiru Chaver Sheyochel Etzloi, Oysha Chalabanoi, Kaloimar, Da'afagav Delav Onos Gomerhu, even though it's not a complete Onos, because if the guy himself was sick, so he can't come to my house to eat, but he was able to come, his son was sick, so because he's attending to his son, he can't come to my house. That's also an oinus. Hare elu nidre oinsin lefishalei ala al daitoi. Never entered his mind. Lesar nechasav al chaveroi. It didn't enter my mind to aser the possessions on my friend. Im lo yoichal imai. If he doesn't eat with me. Ela kishay yuchal lavoi beloi oinus klal. Only if he could come without an oinus at all. And then he doesn't come. I said, if you don't come to my house, I'm not giving you the candy bag. What I meant was, if you don't come to my house because you don't feel like it, but if you had an extenuating circumstance, I never meant it. But if there's a little bit of an oinus, you see, the Ran says, even a little bit of an oinus. Your son became sick. And you have to guard him, you have to watch him. Mutter. Delav adaito dahachi nadre. That's not what I was thinking. That wasn't my mindset. See, it's a new svara of oinus. I never had in mind to aser you if the reason you don't come is because of an oinus. It's not that we're not blaming you for not coming. That's not why. Because it's not about blame. I said a neder, if you don't come, you're aser to eat my candies. So it's not, it's not my fault that I didn't come. That's not the reason why the neder is not chal. The reason neder is not chal is because the guy never meant to make the neder for these circumstances. What?
It almost sounds exactly like neder shkogos.
Sounds like neder shkogos. Neder shkogos. It's not beyond your control. You just forgot. You were mistaken.
The guy didn't know, like, his father was in the group that he wouldn't have. Why is that no different than an oinus? I mean, if he says I answer this, and then he finds that his father or brother's in the group, it's almost the same thing like an oinus.
It's a little bit careless. The shoyge guy is a little bit careless. In other words, would you say a guy who forgot it was Shabbos was an oinus? Right? A guy, he's coming out of the bathroom. And he turns off the light. He's an oinus, or he forgot. So he's not guiltless. You know, he should have been more attentive, but he did it inadvertently. It wasn't beyond his control. It just, he in good faith made a mistake. These cases, he didn't make a mistake. There were circumstances beyond his control prevented him from coming. And the vart is that I didn't mean. Here, the reason why the neder is not chal is because I didn't mean for it to be chal for such a case. Is that the reason why nidrei shkagos? Nidrei shkagos is more of an innocent mistake. This is, I never meant it for this circumstance. Okay. The Gemara continues. Hahu gavra de aspis zachvasa bedina. There's a guy who gave his bill of rights to Bezdin. Let's say like this. There was a guy who had a shtar that he has rights to a certain piece of land. Shtara da achvasa, a shtar of zuchus. He had a certain shtar that he had rights to a certain property. Va'amar, he said like this, Iloya sina tosn yom, if I don't come back within 30 days, lebatlon hani zachvasa, then my rights to this property should be batal. Meaning, the guy had sort of weak evidence that he had rights to a field. He told the Bezdin, hang on, right, I'll be right back. I have much better evidence in the next city. I'll be right back. He said, if I don't come back within 30 days, then I want to nullify, I agreed to nullify the rights, my bill of rights. What happened? Itnis v'layasa. There was an oinus and he couldn't come. Amar Rav Huna batel zachvase. Rav Huna said he didn't come, so the bill of rights is nullified. Amar le Rava. Rava said no, it's not nullified. Onusu. It's an oinus. V'onus rachmana patre. Oinus, the Torah exempts you. Dechsev, like it says, v'lanara loisasa davar. And to the youth, you should not do anything. To the young girl who was violated, who was raped, you don't do anything. Even though she's a married woman, you don't punish her because it was beyond her control. Says the Ram, Imloy asina mikana atosin yomin levatlin zachvasai. Hi Gavra, this guy, Bikesh mi Bezdin. He asked from Bezdin, Shayitnu loizman, that they should give him time, Kedetanan b'Sanhedrin. Like we learned in a mission in Sanhedrin, Shekol raya sheyesh lecha lahavi, any proof that you could bring, havei, you should bring me kan va'ad lamed yom, from now until 30 days. U'bezdin chashashu, Bezdin suspected that the guy is just stalling for time. Shem aloy omar kein elal yishamim, maybe he's just trying to wiggle out. That's why he said, you know, give me 30 days, Al-Kain. It's like, you know, when Hamas says, we'll give you all the hostages, let's have a ceasefire for 5 years. Shkayach, you know. Then what? Then they're going to be Oysa Shalom B'mraimav V'yasa Shalom Aleinu. 5 years is enough to retool. So when the guy says, I'll be right back, I'll be back in 30 days. No, the guy's up to no good if he's saying that. So they told him, yeah, you're going to come back in 30 days. If you don't come back in 30 days, you agree to give up your rights of this bill that gives you rights to this land. They made a deal with him that they are going to hold on to his shtar of rights. He said, if I don't come back, my zechusim should be nullified. So Rav Huna said, the guy didn't come back, so he loses his rights. Rava said, no, he doesn't lose his rights, because he's an oinus. V'oinus rachmana patre. So you say, come on, oinus rachmana patre is that we don't kill a girl for when she's raped, because we're not going to kill her because she was forced. But maybe that's only regarding executing a woman, but does that have bearing on whether if somebody gave his word, if I don't come back, I give up my right to the field? So he didn't come back just because it was extenuating circumstances. You can't extrapolate from the fact we don't kill a woman when she's forced that we won't hold it against the guy for not coming back. If you're going to say execution is different, maybe there it's more lenient. But we know of other cases where we're lenient by an oinus. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Nidre Oinsin. What is a case of Nidre Oinsin? Our Mishnah. Hidiru chaver sheyachal etzla, if your friend made a neder that you should eat by him. V'chalahu aisha chalabanoi aisha ikfanar. Hare elu Nidre Oinsin. So we're proving from our Mishnah that the din of oinus is not only to get someone off the hook for execution, but even if somebody says, a neder, I ask you to eat my candies if you don't come and eat the Shabbos meal with me, and then somebody got sick, so then the neder is off. So we see it's not only by execution. Why? The Ram learns the lumdus is, because when the guy made the neder, he didn't mean it under those circumstances. when the guy made the nether, he didn't mean it under those circumstances.
But something like it with the man that crossed the river, and, oh, 30 days he came back, and he's waving, I'm here. The fact that he didn't make it to cross the river is the same situation, and he loses out.
You're saying if a guy says, if I don't come back, it should be a get, and he doesn't come back, the halacha is, it's a good get. So we say, ein oines begitten. What?
He didn't put it to the equation of the river. That wasn't what it was about. But yet we said the get works.
Yeah. So there, maybe because it's common, so then he really did think about it, right? There might have been other factors that, even though in general there's a tainus oinus, but there maybe it's something he should have thought of. Let's see the Ran over here. The Ran says, V'chitema ketala shani, kolaymar. Maybe only the bimakam ketala ika tainus oinus. Maybe there's only a tain of oinus by execution, ava b'midi achrini loy, not by any other subject. V'atnan, we learned in our Mishnah, nidrei oinsin. Harei lo nidrei oinsin, l'fi shaloy Allah Alev Madir, it never entered the mind of the guy who made the nether that the nether should be chal if the guy gets sick. Im yera leikach. So it's just like by Nedarim, we say if the guy says, if you don't eat by me, you can't have any of these candies. It didn't enter my mind that maybe you won't eat by me for an extenuating circumstance. So too, the guy who said, if I don't come back in 30 days, I'm being mevatel, my rights to the land. It didn't enter his mind if I don't come back due to extenuating circumstances. Neima d'lo yalal daitoy d'liv tulun zuchvosei kol hecha d'lo yamatzi l'meisei. Now, what does Rav Huna hold? Rav Huna holds, he doesn't make that distinction. The Rav Huna held that if the guy didn't come, so he loses his rights. Rav Huna d'lo yishani l'meidi mashma d'lo yichosh l'parchei. Rav Huna said like this. Rav Huna says the guy loses his rights. Rav Huna would say like this. You can prove from the Mishnah that just like by the Mishnah there is an oinus, so too the guy who says my rights to the land should be batal. You know why? The guy who made the nether in our Mishnah, should he have said, by the way, I aser you, but only if the reason you don't come is because you don't want to? T'mayich b'lei, what do I care? Why do I need to enunciate that I'm only asering you if the reason why you don't come is because you chose not to, but if you had an extenuating circumstance, I don't aser you? Why does he have to spell that out? He's not mechuyev to spell it out. Even though maybe he didn't have that in mind, he's not obligated to spell out that he's only making it under a normal circumstance. But if a guy is declaring to Bezdin that I will lose my rights if I don't come back, he needed to specify that is only if it's a regular circumstance. But if they're extenuating circumstance, the onus is on him. Kivan davali lasnuye, he should have made a tenai. Iu afsir anavshe, he's causing himself to lose out. By nedarim, meaning like this, if I'm asr, I'm saying, if you don't come to me, you can't have my candies. So we say, well, what's the halacha if you couldn't come due to extenuating circumstance? The answer is, then I didn't mean to aser you. Oh, I didn't mean to aser you. So then why didn't I spell it out? I have no stake in this. Well, it really matters to me whether you're mutter to my candies or aser to my candies. I'm not affected by this nedar. But if I'm being mevatel my rights to land, And I didn't say that I only mean if it's not an extenuating circumstance. Well, why didn't I say that if it's an extenuating circumstance? I don't mean it. You didn't do it, you lose out. You should have been clear, because this is something that affects you, and therefore you need to spell out every possibility. That's what Rav Huna would say back. Anyway, so the Gemara asked on Rava, meaning the Mishnah says, how the Gemara gave a case, a guy who gave his, he gave his rights to Bezin. He said, if I don't come back, then I lose my rights. So, and the guy didn't come back because of an oinus. So Rava says, he's an oinus. An oinus rachmana patre. And don't say that's only by Misa, because even by Nadarim we say oinus rachmana patre. So the Gemara now asks the following question. Rava, maishna mehadet nan. According to Rava, why is this different than the following case? This is the case where Mike was saying, hareza gitech me'achshav. This is your get from now. If I don't come back within 12 months. And the guy died within 12 months. So he says, this is your get. If I don't come back, and the guy didn't come back due to an oinus, it's a good get. Why is it right? So the guy says, listen, if I don't come back in 12 months, I'm giving you, lady, the get right now. Now, and what happened? The guy died, so he didn't come within 12 months. And the halacha is, it's a good get. Why is it a good get? Why don't we say, oinus? He never had in mind, that if he doesn't come back due to this extenuating circumstance, death is not avoidable. You can't ward off the Malach HaMavos. When the Malach HaMavos comes, there are no delay tactics.
What? Something that people don't usually think of that being within something that could happen. Tell me a river that swells.
Exactly. He never thought about it. He didn't think about death. So why is it a good get?
Right.
That's Gemara's Kasha. Yeah? Why is it a good get? But it's an oinus. Why don't we say, you know, a dying is for sure beyond one's control. It's an oinus. Look in the Ran. The Ran says, no, the Ran doesn't say, answers the Gemara, no. Amri, you could say, Dilmashani Hasam. There it's different. Why? Diyavayada the miss. Because if he would have known he's going to die, min alter have a gomer of Yav Gita, he would have given her a get right away. Why? What's the reason he's giving her a get? Because he doesn't want her to fall to Yibam. That's the whole reason he's giving her a get. So if he dies, he certainly meant that if I don't come back due to death, it should be a good get. In other words, this guy says, if I don't come back within 12 months, it should be a good get. So if the guy got sick and that's why he didn't come back, he didn't mean that type of not coming back. But if the guy dies, even though it's an oinus beyond his control, that's exactly the circumstance why he wanted to give the get in the first place. Says the Ran, Dilma shani achad yaviyada the mitzvah alter gomer viyav the gita sharei loy nasan laget ella mishum deloy nichale the tibur kaviyavam. Yeah, but well, the question is, isn't the pshat that he never thought of that possibility, so that's not what he meant? Or do we say, since that's why he's giving the get, he thinks of that possibility. The whole reason he's giving the get is he doesn't want her to fall to Yibam. That means he's thinking of the possibility that he might die, and he's exactly giving it for that possibility. The koshikin di have a yada the miss. Certainly, if he would have known that he would die, gamra magarsha, ki hechi dole tipo kame yavam. Okay, so that's Daf Chav Zayin, and it goes much easier when Reb Allen's with us. It just it's right. It's more gishma. Come on. So okay. Shkoyach, everyone. I see a different backgrounds. I don't know if you moved. You're at wedding halls, you're in new places. It's good, it's good. It's good to change up the background. It's more exciting for me. Okay.
That is
it. Have a good night, everyone. Kol Tov.
Feel better.
Thank you, Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.